the heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau. Is that better?
I genuinely thought you were going to do a different, somehow worse voice.
No. It's Mr. 100 and the Five Star Man. We got a special episode for you tonight. We're big balling now. So I got my big balling hat and my big balling sunglasses on. You can find that picture on Facebook.com/... My name? Did you realize I don't really know how Facebook works? Let me take this off.
Please. Thank you.
There goes the hat. The glasses stay, though, because I'm very tired. The glasses, too?
Yeah, you don't want to let the crowd know, the audience know that you
that
look
I'm tired?
Yeah.
All right, I'll take the glasses off. You want the glasses off?
Yes.
All right, glasses are off.
Thank you.
Now it's back to normal, Shannon. No longer... Oh, God, it's bright in here. Welcome to the show, guys. We got a lot to talk about tonight. It's an exciting day. It's an exciting day for Podzilla 1985, and especially for these... Three people here with me tonight. Let me introduce your panel for tonight. Of course, I am Mr. 100, Shannon Young. I'm going to be your host. Down at the end of the table is the always gorgeous.
Because the catchphrase is the gorgeous.
Five Star Man Ace of Gray.
Yes.
To my right is Allie, not actually a bear.
Hello.
I brought that back for you tonight.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And special guest tonight from our PW Wednesday show in a Nerd Up, of course, we got the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
So, guys, exciting day today.
Remember, we're gonna throw back, if you haven't seen it on Facebook already, remember, like...
Shame on you.
Like, yeah.
Because you should be subscribed to Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. I know that's a real link. I know that one.
That one's
legit.
That one's real. About a month ago, we did that show where we talked about the people of Karo being evicted from their homes.
Yes.
And the doctor who got...
Was evicted from his plane.
Yeah, got brutalized on the United flight. Also, just real sidebar, did you see that he settled for an undisclosed amount of money?
Yes, he did.
So that man is just rich.
And by undisclosed means he can't close a door anymore because there's so much money in the way.
The best things happen to the worst people.
That Scrooge.
Good for him.
That Scrooge. Stop it, media. Scrooge McDuck vault. But yeah, so we did this show and like 20 minutes in, or probably about 40 minutes in, we got a call from Osby and Jason.
From CCW.
At the time we thought, they were going to make an announcement on the show.
Yeah.
But then things had happened. It wasn't quite ready to be announced yet. It put us in, like, it ruined the rest of the show.
Yeah, because they specifically asked us to pause the show.
Yeah.
They're like, don't put this on tape. So we did that.
And not to tell anybody.
Which we didn't.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
Somehow.
Even our closest mates.
Right.
You know?
So finally, it was announced today.
That K Championship Wrestling has signed an exclusive deal with Fight TV. And they're going to be airing a weekly Cape Championship Wrestling program. And that is big news in itself.
It's huge for them. I'm so excited that
we're stoked for it.
I'm so excited because, you know, the amount that we talk about CCW on Wednesday and even like that it's spilled over into some of the other shows.
Yeah.
You know, we had Austin Lane on Nerd Up.
Yes.
We've had, you know, Brandon, Billy.
Brandon did the
Jason.
Intro for PZ85 After Dark once, which was just great.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so now everybody who's not in the area is going to have a chance to see just how amazing these people are at what they do.
Yep. I got a couple of friends, like my cousin Ryan will be able to watch it because he's a big wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Vernola, who I've been friends with forever since we did a Cyber Wrestling Revolution League, you know, one of those E-Feds back in the old days. He runs a promotion, too. He does stuff out in Phoenix. And I told him, hey, we've been working with CCW over here. We've been doing interviews. We've been covering the shows. And he's like, that's really cool. And then I couldn't tell him the big news because they asked us not to. Here's the biggest news. We're excited for CCW, and we're also excited for ourselves because – who wants to say it?
I figured you would.
You want me to say it?
Yeah.
It's your
show.
Okay.
It's our show, you stupid idiot. So the big news is that Pro Wrestling Unscripted, us, we will be doing the commentary for the weekly Cape Championship Wrestling shows along with our interviews that we already do on the show, which will also be aired on TV. So try to wrap your heads around that for a second. We started this show I started this show just to kind of vent. This is a venting program. Like, we get on here and we can say things, whatever. We went through a period where it was just Wild Wild West, where we just said the dumbest things, and we made two of our friends laugh. We started to pick up traction. We added new cast members. Some people left. We have just become more and more successful. And now, not only do we have the podcast, but we're going to be live on Fight TV. We're going to be doing commentary for Fight TV. You will be able to go on the same channel that has MMA, that has
UFC.
UFC, that has Impact.
ROH's weekly show, Impact's, Impact has reruns, I believe, on that as
Wrestling
well.
Wrestling from Hollywood's on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be able to go on there and hear us doing commentary for Cape Championship Wrestling. And it's just the craziest news. Asa literally had a heart attack. He had two heart attacks. He had triple bypass surgery. Mm-hmm. You guys don't know this. He didn't go to Indianapolis Comic Con. He was recovering from surgery. Mm-hmm. That's the crazy part. No, Asa blew a gasket when he found out the news.
No, yeah, I like, cause I've always dreamed of being, you know, a part of a wrestling show. So doing the backstage interviews was.
You thought that was as good as it was gonna get.
Yeah, and which, and I was happy with it. And now, like, to be commentating is legitimately a dream come true. Like, I'm.
Also terrifying.
Oh, I'm so, yeah.
Yeah. But I think we'll do good.
Oh, yeah, no.
We'll do well. Shit. Well, we're done.
Nope, already done.
And, already done.
And there's where we lost it.
Yeah, we lost our deal. The ink's not dry yet.
Nope.
We haven't signed anything yet.
Wells is just going over there with the ink and be like, can I smear it? Can I make it no one would?
What's really funny about this is Osby, last year, when he was still wrestling for Cape Championship Wrestling, before he had to retire suddenly due to injuries, he told me that with Cape Championship Wrestling becoming a thing, he was going to talk to Ken Murphy, who we had on the show 2 weeks ago to promote Comic-Con. He was going to talk to Ken Murphy about me coming on as a commentator, like live commentary during the show, like piped through the crowd, which I thought was a bad idea because I always think live commentary during a show that the crowd can hear is a bad idea.
That the crowd can hear, yeah. Yeah. I'm the same.
And not only that, but I just thought, blowing smoke. You know, Osby and I have been friends forever, so I know Osby likes to, you know, try to make me happy. So I thought that's what it was. But now, and I know he played a part in this, and I want to thank Osby and Ken and Jason and Lee, obviously, for putting their faith in us. And yeah, it's mind boggling what we're going to be able to do, the chances we're going to get.
Yeah.
You know, I said we were going to gloat tonight. I don't really want to gloat because it's getting to a point where we're going to have to be professional.
Yeah. Where it's like sinking in and it's just like, oh yeah, this is real.
Yeah. Time to start wearing suits. Time to start, you know, I'm going to have to. Well, you two have already been wearing suits.
You say start.
Do you realize how our commentary is going to work? We're going to be sitting in here probably behind this table.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know that yet.
That's true. Yeah. Because, you know, Jason wants to do live commentary over recorded footage. Mm-hmm. Whereas Ken, from what I understand, is really pushing for a live commentary, like having an actual commentary table.
Recording it there during the event.
Yeah, which is fine.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah. That would be neat, yeah.
Because it's going to be really awkward when we see ourselves in the crowd and have to ignore the fact that it's us. Yeah.
That's good.
The fans are getting into it.
That is an attractive fan in the beanie.
It's like, here's Asa Gray doing commentary. Mm-hmm. Now let's throw it to Asa Gray backstage. And then Asa Gray's in the crowd. Multiple man.
We're going to have to get really good at this.
You're multiple man.
5 5-star man.
Yeah, there's 5 of you. That's why you're 5 stars.
I just need 2 more jobs.
You're the 5 squared man.
What?
Wait, is it square 2?
It's not. It's the 2. It's the little 2 above the number.
Yeah. So,
but that would be 25.
Billy's right about
it's 5
you.
Times 5.
Billy's right about you.
Squared is when you times the number by itself.
Jesus.
So like 4 squared would be 4 times 4, which is 16.
I'm really happy that our excitement can like stop for 3 minutes to completely crap on me.
Well, don't say stupid things. We won't do that.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Stupid comments get you stupid listeners? I don't know.
No, we have the best listeners.
We have the most wonderful listeners. So here's the part where I kiss some ass. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we couldn't do any of this without the listeners. Right. Like, we could be as good as we want, but if we didn't have a listener base, I don't think we would have the same opportunities. And I think the guys at CCW see that we are kind of men about town and women. Because Allie as well.
People. Yeah.
We're people about town. And that people know us. A lot of people like us already. They listen to the show. They're into it. I know a lot of people that say Pro Wrestling Unscripted, especially, is their favorite wrestling podcast in the world. And I appreciate that. I don't know if I believe it entirely because it's mine.
Like,
and yours.
It's like Terry Funk. Oh yeah, I've heard of you guys.
I've heard of PZ85. No, you have an old man.
Terry Funk acknowledged PZ85.
Yeah. But it's cool. Yeah. So thank you guys so much for sticking with us for 2 years now, over 2 years. Podzilla 1985, bringing you the best in whatever it is we do.
Find out tomorrow
on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, where we'll be talking about the House of Horrors match.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That one's for you, Lane, and yeah, it's going to be a trip. But that's all we'll say for now. We still need to sign the ink. We need to sign the contract. If there is a contract, if there's no contract, get a verbal agreement, get a handshake going, get a
You do our, I don't know what's happening with you.
I can smell toast for Shannon.
Right? You're so red.
Okay.
What did you do?
You took the hat off.
I'll tell you after the show.
Okay.
It's not something that I should say on the show because it's vulgar.
Okay.
We're trying to keep it clean. So we'll keep you guys updated on that though. But I just wanted to share that news with you because it's huge news. I don't know if you guys are, because I'm tired. Mm-hmm. So, and I know you're tired and these guys are tired. We all work very hard and we're all very busy people. So I can't really convey to you how exciting this is for us, but.
Oh. Ask any of the people that I was at work with tonight.
Except you can't because you don't know where it is.
That's true. It's a mystery.
people are just going to be going around
Cape. It's like evolution. It's a mystery.
People are just going to be going around Cape Girardeau, just being like,
"Do you work with Asa Gray?
Asa Gray? Was he excited?"
Because 3 weeks ago when we first got the news that you know this was happening and that they wanted us to be a part of it, I like you can go back and listen to that show and just tell
Asa had a hard time
how
getting
excited
through that
we
one.
Were. Yeah, because I'm just like I'm. Giddy.
Yeah.
And how negative am I in general?
Oh,
for
very.
This is what I told people at work. Like, this is how you know how big of a deal this is. Cause like, I'm smiling without like thinking about it.
Right. And we don't know the exacts. Like, we don't know who's going to be on the commentary team, who's going to be on the interview team. Mm-hmm. The goal is to make sure every single one of us has a role. Mm-hmm. Because I know everyone's like, well, what about Allie? Cause Allie kind of came into this, unless that's just the truth.
We
everybody's thinking like,
being
well,
a wrestling
fan. We told her, hey, if you're going to be here, let's give you a mic and you can just come on and we'll teach you about wrestling. But she's become a pretty big wrestling fan in her own right since then. And, whether she's doing commentary or interviews or something, I want to make sure that everyone on PW has a role to play. Mm-hmm. So we don't know the exacts. I don't know who's going where or doing what. But we'll keep you guys updated. And again, thank you to everyone involved. Thank you guys for listening and just so excited. Mm-hmm. This is one of the coolest things I've ever done.
Yeah.
And the fact that we keep getting new and cooler things to do, you know?
Right.
It's almost like we've been working really hard and we're starting to see the fruits of our labor.
Like, I've had a couple people, message me, like, I sent a group chat, group text to a group of my friends, like, some of them live in Colorado, one of them lives, in Rolla, like, people I don't get to talk to very often is like, hey, so I just got this news and we'll share it. And you're like, oh man, yeah, you guys work so hard on it. And part of me is like, I don't want to discredit anything that we do. But I'm like, it doesn't feel like work.
Right.
Like this is, I get in front of a microphone and I complain about the world.
Then
we make jokes about 90s cartoons and Ninja Turtles.
It sometimes does feel like work because after we did, you know, record, I'll go home and it takes me probably 30 minutes to an hour to get the show fixed up. Jesse knows because me and Jesse, almost entirely do the editing and
posting,
stuff. But yeah, I go home and it takes me 30 minutes usually because I got to find the right song. I got to find the right pictures. I got to make sure it sounds good. I want the mixes good. And if we ever do a skit or something like the Shaq joke we did, you know, months ago, like everyone, it was funny, but you know, I had to go and line it all up. I had to like edit and yeah, it takes a while. So yeah, there is some work that goes into this. And not only that, but it's just,
there are times where like, especially like today, like I'm just like, I'm riding this high of like awesome good news, but I had a double shift today and I'm just like, I'm ready for bed. You were looking at, you kind of made the Jesse face of the, oh, we just lost a significant amount of time. So I got
nervous. No. Brandon Barbara commented on my picture of me as a cowboy. That's just.
And everybody picks up their
Everyone's
phone
looking.
To
yeah.
Look.
Well, it's, I can't want to say the champ. Champ.
He's
forever.
Not the champ.
Long forever live the champ.
Oh, his next interview, I'm going to get more than slapped.
Yeah, we're just. Are. No, he's our friend now. Maybe you'll get a hug.
Brandon, please.
There might be hugs involved. But yeah, it is hard work. And we've been doing this for this isn't something that we do once a week. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people do podcasts, but a lot of people do one a week or one a month. And that's hard work. We do this show. I personally do 3 shows a week.
Uh-huh.
Jesse does at least 2 shows a week. Mm-hmm. You guys usually do at least 2 to 3 shows a week.
Yeah. It's you two do 3. Jesse does 2. Allie and I do 2. And then I think
Mandy and Lindsay sometimes will do 1 to 2.
One to two, depending on how nerd up is. Yeah. So, I mean, we have a cast and we all do
and then
2 to 3 shows a week.
And, you know, we'll bring in like Ethan sometimes or Steven sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll bring different people in to do stuff. But yeah, I mean, we've been doing this for 2 years, multiple days a week. And it's not like it's just we come in, record for an hour, go home and it's all done. Like there's work that goes into it.
Everybody except for you and Jesse.
Yeah, that's
right. You and Jesse put in a lot of the legwork, which
we
very much appreciate.
We sacrifice time on it. You know, like there are times I come in to do a show and I like right now, I kind of don't want to do this show because I just bought that goddamn Oculus Rift and I want to take it home and play with it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like with the stuff that came out and I'm tired,
right.
But with the stuff that came out today, I'm so excited because this thing that I created and that we have all turned into this like community thing that we all love so much is getting this respect and is making us legitimate. Mm-hmm.
You know,
I never thought I would say that.
Like the moment where I realized that this was a lot more serious than what I thought, and this is going to be dumb, but the second I realized I had three different group chats for it, of just like, all right, well, we have the main group chat. Now I have nerd news that I have to keep up with. Now I have PWU that I keep up with. I still don't keep up with all of them. But like the second I saw that we were condensing it that much, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
This is.
Well, and that was just done out of convenience. Yeah. Because it's like stuff will get thrown out in the group chat, which is just a way for us to. I mean, it started as a way to just kind of talk about the shows.
Yeah.
And now, but now it's just like people. It's just us like talking about our day and sending gifts and pictures of Hunter's Parker. Dog.
Yeah. I do love that Parker. I'm collecting them. A Parker for every occasion.
And then like, so like, and then like random news stuff, like the stuff that I shared this morning that we're going to get into in a little bit. Like it stuff that we wanted to talk about on the shows and we need to remember this. We need to remember this. So then, okay, well, we'll make a separate one for PWU. So like Jesse isn't constantly bombarded, which he still is. And I apologize
and
for
so
that.
So I can see it.
Yeah. And then, so we have Allie on that one to see, you know, news throughout the week for Pro Wrestling Unscripted that we'll talk about.
Right.
We have the nerd news chat that has Mandy and Lindsay in it, in case, you know, headlines pop up and be like, oh, we need to be sure to talk about this.
So we take it pretty seriously.
Yeah, I mean, we do. Yeah. And, you know, like, you know, there's a bunch of shows that, you know, we've done actual research for.
Yes.
To make sure that we know, we at least know what we're talking about a little bit.
Those are the most frustrating, though, is the research shows, because the past couple of weeks I have brought pages of research for these shows, and I get about two paragraphs in and I realize nobody wants to talk about it. Like, I'll bring in this, I think it was when Flynn resigned from the Trump cabinet. I brought this just two-page dossier of everything about Michael Flynn, quotes, stuff like that. And as I'm telling Lindsay and Jesse, and I think Mandy was the fourth. I don't remember though. As I'm telling them, I notice Jesse's just like watching Ethan play. Lindsay's on her phone, and I'm like, no one cares. No one cares that I care about Michael Flynn. Like, this is my journalistic side trying to creep into the show. And the show beating it back with the sticks and get out of here.
You gotta get that Saturday.
Well, who has time for it these days? All right. So that's our big announcement.
Yeah.
Pro Wrestling Unscripted will be doing commentary for Cape Championship Wrestling on Fight TV.
Yes.
Yep.
We're so excited. Go to podzilla.com or I'm sorry, go to facebook.com/podzilla1985. We have a link on there about how you can watch Fight TV.
Yes.
If you're unfamiliar with it.
Also go to Cape Championship Wrestling on Facebook as well. Give them a like. If you want to know what's up with Cape Championship Wrestling, that's the best way. They update that website.
They've got almost
every day you see something new.
Also capewrestling.com has the full roster page and ticket information.
Do you think
we'll
be
like
on the roster? Like commentary section. Oh my god, I gotta get a picture.
I mean,
I gotta lose some weight and get a picture.
We gotta make sure Lane and Kelly get in too.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And Big Curtis.
Yes, I want all of us in the same picture.
the best group picture.
I don't want to be put up next to Kelly. You know how gorgeous
that
man
is. I don't know if I want to be overshadowed by sexy refs.
And sexy commentator or sexy ring announcer.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, please stay tuned. We'll give you more info about that as it becomes available to us. Mm-hmm. The other thing we were going to talk about tonight.
Much less fun.
Yeah.
Well, I had a fun topic. I said before the show that we could do, I suggested we do best of the best month. Mm-hmm. And we'll steal Austin Lane's catchphrase, just like he stole Dalton's pictures. That was the joke. But then Asa messaged me after the big news came out about us and said, you know, have you heard about this? And I had heard about it, but not too much. And then he showed me a video of it and my jaw was hanging down to the ground after you showed me the video. So please explain to the folks what we're talking about.
So in the last few weeks, there's been a big YouTube controversy over this channel, called Daddy05. What it is it is, two parents, and then their five children, / stepchildren.
Right.
And what they do is they have since deleted all of their videos except for their one apology video.
Of course.
It's a prank channel. And what they do is they play these pranks on their kids and film them and put them on YouTube. And you're probably thinking, oh, they, you know, maybe they do some like, gross stuff on their, like in their food. Like they do that purple ketchup thing or, you know.
Or like Jimmy Kimmel when Jimmy
or
Kimmel.
Or Jimmy Kimmel pranking kids. Yeah. Well, we ate all your candy on Halloween.
Yeah. That's funny.
Ish. But instead, the one that really caught the internet's attention was called the Invisible Ink Prank. And it starts with the mom. Like, okay, guys, this is going to be the funniest thing ever. We found some invisible ink. We spilled it on the kid's floor. And then we're going to act like, you know, they did it. Then we're going to be like, hey, what happened here? It's going to be crazy. Going to be, you know, a lot of fun.
And it seemed legitimately like it was going to – Philip DeFranco, the video we watched, he even said it. And I agreed with him. It seemed like it was going to be kind of a funny, sweet thing. You know, she made it seem very lighthearted.
Mm-hmm.
Then it changed.
Then it cuts to the – because Philip DeFranco on his YouTube channel has done a bunch of videos on this. Because they kind of tried to rope him into it. So I recommend, after you listen to this, like, go to him. You'll be hearing a lot of the same content because I got a lot of my information from him. But he puts it really well, and he actually has, since you can't actually go and watch those videos, not that I think you should because I don't want any more attention to be given to them.
Yeah, especially if they're monetizing it.
Yeah, which, so he has clips of their videos embedded in his. But what it cuts to after, okay, we're in, you know, all right, we're going to get him. It is the mom red faced screaming at the top of her lungs.
Expletives.
What the f- did you do? What the f- is this? Tell me what you did. What the f- did you do? And it's the kid like just frozen in fear. Yeah. Like, I didn't do it. I don't know what that is. I didn't do it. Yes, you can did. Tell what did the, and just constantly cussing at the kid.
Berating him.
Screaming at him. The dad is filming everything. He starts screaming at him. And the kid just starts to bawl because he's scared. He's getting screamed. It's a, you know, it's a small child. He's getting screamed at by his parents. By his dad and his stepmom. Just screamed at and cussed at. And he is innocent. He didn't do it. Like, that's the whole point of the video. And that one was so extreme, it really kind of got a lot of people, it upset a lot of people,
right.
And it brought a lot of attention to them and a lot of their past videos, because that wasn't even, you know, it's not like it was a one-shot deal. They have like 760,000 subscribers of people watching these, which apparently, according to the YouTube data that Philip DeFranco talked about, most of their subscribers are like 10 years old, which is just the most confusing.
And go ahead, Allie. Do you have something?
No, it's just, it's interesting that most of them are 10 years old.
Yeah. But the reason that it's in the news today is because the biological mother of Cody, the one who really they like to pick on, and his sister, was awarded emergency custody. So now Daddy 05 is Daddy 03. And, this isn't confirmed, so I kind of hesitate saying it, but, there's rumors that they are now on the run with the other three kids because the biological father of those three kids is been drawn his attention has been drawn to these videos.
Right.
And is seeking sole custody as well.
Unsubstantiated.
That is just, that's a rumor floating around the internet. Take it with a huge boulder of salt. But
first off, I hate prank videos.
Yeah.
Does anyone here like prank videos on YouTube?
No.
They're usually either really stupid or really mean.
I really like the Jimmy Kimmel ones. Those are lighthearted and fun.
They are, but usually with YouTube, it's like, how far can we take
it?
It's it's not the, hey, let's go to a bad part of town and use racial slurs.
Yeah, so there was one I saw, and I'm going to get vulgar. I apologize. Like, it's not super vulgar, but it's vulgar. But I just, to quote them, there was one I saw that somebody passed on to me, and they're like, dude, this is hilarious. And I watched it, and it was literally a woman walking around, like, parks and around college and asking people, hey, can I suck your cock? And them going, what? And then, like, eventually it's like, oh, it's a prank. That's not a prank!
Right.
Like, that's not a prank. That's just stupid.
Yeah.
I think they call it soliciting.
Yeah, like,
that's basically soliciting for prostitution. That's not a prank.
And they, no, if it's free, it's not. it's one of those things where then they try to say, oh, no, it's a social experiment.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's not. You're just being crappy.
You're being a douche.
And, you know, and I don't know if this makes it worse or better, but a lot of those are fake as well. So they're just staged.
Right.
So yeah, prank videos in general, like, are just a blight on YouTube.
Even saying that prank videos are, that I hate them. Mm-hmm. And I think they're terrible. I don't find them funny. Like, when everyone told me you need to go to YouTube, everybody said, oh, you got the Podzilla thing. Podcast, man. I don't know. Go to YouTube. YouTube's more popular. My first thought was prank videos. Like, I don't want to be on the same level as them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be associated with YouTube and stupid prank videos and stuff like that. But even if you don't like prank videos, which I don't, there is a difference between fake sucking someone's cock and yelling at your kids.
And actually, you know, emotionally abusing your children.
Yes. Emotionally traumatizing your children.
And it isn't just, it also, like, you know, some people might be listening and be like, oh, well, you know, everyone got screamed at. That's, you know, that's not abuse, whatever. It's not just emotional. Philip DeFranco also shows the video of the dad shoving the kid who falls and smashes his face into a bookcase. A little bit later in the video, he has a bloody nose and there's blood on the pillow.
No, that was ink.
And then, yeah, and then they tried to say that it was red ink and he wasn't bleeding, he had a scab that was only there after he fell.
But for the record, the yelling is abuse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, no parent should ever yell F words at their kids.
Right.
Especially for a prank
video.
Yeah, especially,
yeah. And Philip DeFranco, I don't know much of his backstory, so,
Ethan's a big fan of him. He gets me to watch his videos.
But apparently, as a child, he was abused.
Yeah.
Which I don't, like I said, I don't know the extent to which that happened. But, like, so he very much took it personally that someone was profiting off of abusing their children.
Yeah.
And so, they, like I said, all of their videos are deleted. They did make another video. I think this is in a different Philip DeFranco video called Attention All Haters or Blocking All Haters.
It was in the same video.
Okay.
Yeah, because he talked about it afterward where they basically said everyone that was the people, the haters, mm-hmm. are the ones ruining their kids' life, not us.
People showing concern for these children.
Yeah, they're haters.
They're haters and jealous.
And even the kids are saying things like, you know, verbatim.
At least you don't beat us.
Yeah, like other parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. Allie, I want you in on this because uh-huh. if there's anyone I know that is most passionate about, you know, kids and stuff like that at this table, it's you. So, yeah. So, please, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, cause.
And unleash.
Go,
Allie.
I haven't seen as much of this because part of the video that I saw my roommate was actually watching. And I recall, at least on the video that I saw, was a clip from one of their videos where he's going around and asking the kids, are you okay? Are you abused? And it was probably connected to the one where they said, at least you don't beat us. And all the kids are going, saying stuff like that. And I'm just sitting there going, this isn't how you check a child for abuse.
And not only that, but like,
you don't put a camera in their face.
You don't put a camera in the face. You don't have the parents ask them. It's a one-on-one session with a professional who can tell if a child feels like they're saying what they're supposed to say so they don't get hurt.
But Allie, they're blocking the haters.
Yeah, you gotta block the haters out.
This is how you know the kids are okay.
Kids have stuff.
If he gets a million views on it, he gets a PlayStation.
Yeah. The kids, let's reward the children for their abuse, mm-hmm. like for suffering.
Wasn't that one of the things that was said? Like, oh no, this YouTube channel gets us cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like emotional scars. And, yeah.
And totally when the kid begs his dad to leave the room with the camera, mm-hmm. the dad says, what, Asa?
No, I gotta vlog my life. You know that.
No, you don't. You don't have to have a YouTube channel. And if your YouTube channel and your money that you make is off screaming curse words at your children and making them miserable, like, you shouldn't be on YouTube.
No.
I don't understand how YouTube doesn't have a policy for this.
Because it's just a prank, bro.
Mm.
They also, some of these, like, I kind of went down the Philip DeFranco rabbit hole before I went to work this morning, because I read the headline. It was like the number one thing on Reddit for a while was that they lost custody of two of the kids.
Good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so one of them was, they keep going back, like they went on some other YouTube channel, they did like an interview, and they said, you know, well, some of their reactions are exaggerated. You know, we're not fake, but, you know, they're exaggerated. They don't really mean it. Some of them are real, but a lot of them are, you know, maybe a little over the top. And then another one, he's just like, well, you know, I didn't want to admit it, but everything's fake. It's all fake. It's all just scripted, and they know what they're saying, and they know what they're
doing. The kids?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, but you just, you know.
I don't.
That was in his apology video, look, I think.
I've seen Home Alone. I've watched Home Alone 2.
Where Tim Curry was the good guy?
Yes. I've seen child actors.
Was it Tim Curry?
Yes.
Yeah. The concierge?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
I've seen child actors. I've never seen a child actor so convincing as the kid who is bright red, bawling his eyes out, saying, mm-hmm. I didn't do it, please leave me alone, and stuff like that.
Also, some of these kids are too young to understand and separate their parent yelling at them for something they didn't do from this isn't real. This is just a set up scenario that isn't actually happening.
Yeah, you don't. How do you talk to your kids and tell them, no, this is entertainment? Daddy's not really yelling at you. I'm going to scream in your face and say the F word at you and probably push your face first into a bookcase. Mm-hmm. But it's just for entertainment. And if we get enough hits, Daddy's going to get you that Walkman. Mm-hmm. The kids still use Walkmans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Freeform.
Shut up. It's infuriating.
No, it is.
And it's, we like to tackle controversial topics on the show, and usually there's at least one of us that has some kind of difference of opinion,
mm-hmm.
and it's usually me. I like to do the devil's advocate thing.
Please don't.
I can't.
Well,
at
because,
all.
Okay, before you knew what any of this was, because you weren't in the group chat this morning.
No.
I
was in St. Louis. That's
because,
another story
because
for another show.
Because I told you, because I was like, yeah, so two of those kids got taken away, and your immediate reaction was, for a prank video?
Yeah.
Like, you had no idea what it was. No. Like, you just thought, it's a prank, bro.
Because I agree that, like, if it really is they're pranking them, like, Jimmy Kimmel style.
Right.
Then, yeah, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, I would argue against it. Say, you guys need to grow up and leave people alone.
Mm-hmm.
But once I saw the video, just a taste of it.
Yeah, because then I pulled up the Philip DeFranco video. Yeah.
And they literally say it's a prank, bro, in the video.
Mm-hmm.
That disgusts me.
Well, yeah, they have the kids say to each other. That's the most messed up. Well, I mean, that's not the most messed up part.
Because they've conditioned.
But...
How screwed up are these kids going to be? How can they separate reality from fiction? How can they separate what they can and can't get away with? Remember the influenza kid? Does anybody remember the influenza kid?
Remember the balloon kid?
That's the where my brain went.
Yeah,
with
like
balloon
kid.
Boy,
yeah.
Balloon boy.
The influenza kid is the one that got drunk and ran over and killed four people.
Yeah, that's right.
But had been conditioned to, and he got off on this.
Affluenza.
What'd I say?
Influenza.
That's a sickness,
isn't it? Yeah, that's the flu.
Yeah,
that's
the flu.
Okay. I was like,
you might have sounded wrong.
I was like, who's the influenza kid?
That kid
died. That's the worst Batman villain. I'm going to sneeze. I'm going to duck under the sneeze guard at the salad bar.
I hear him, Robin. Anyway, the affluenza kid, he was conditioned growing up, at least that's what the argument with the attorney was, the defense attorney, was that he didn't know the consequences of his actions because
he was raised so rich.
He was raised
isolated,
so rich, he didn't
yeah.
know he could get in trouble for anything.
Yeah.
So how screwed up are these kids going to be?
It worked!
It did! Well, until he went to Mexico and got drunk and now they extradited him.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope he burns in hell, kill four people and get away with it like that. But how screwed up are these kids going to be not knowing how to treat other people because of the way their parents treated them? And then reward them with stuff.
I'm worried that it's going to be.
I'm worried about those kids.
I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a so this could just be completely unfounded. So anyone feel free to correct me. I'm less worried about them feeling like they can get away with whatever and more worried about them feeling like anyone can do whatever to them because they've just been conditioned to believe that
you can get treated like
honestly,
dirt and be loved.
Either is completely possible.
Yeah, I lean more towards the second, but
it just depends on the kid because they could either see it as a child. They're probably going to feel like they can just have let anything happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they are seeing it in such a way that, oh, if I become a certain age, if I get old enough,
mm-hmm.
I can treat other people the way that my parents treated me.
I can treat my kids this way.
Because part of it was one of the older stepbrothers, like the oldest one's probably only like 11, maybe. I'm the worst judge of children's ages.
Oh yeah.
You could show me a child and I'm like, that child is
32.
Anywhere from 2 to 90. I don't like, are you driving yet? No. And then they laugh. I'm like, well, that, okay. So 10? I don't, but like one of the older step siblings is like picking up and slamming the younger one.
He's got him in
like
some kind of
him,
lock
like
at
punching
one
him
point.
In a leg
he's screaming.
Yeah.
And the dad, instead of the dad stopping it and going, "No, don't do that to your brother," he's filming it.
And
he's
egging
them on.
And I'll even admit, like that one almost looked more like roughhousing.
Yeah.
Which kids will do. That's that is kind of like I grew up. Like my cousins fought. Like we would wrestle all the time,
but
it always stopped. Because someone would catch an elbow.
Yeah.
And it was usually between the two siblings.
How many times when you wrestled with your cousins, was your dad there with a camera in your face telling you to like do it more and do it harder
mm-hmm.
for more hits?
Right. And then kicking you in the crotch.
We live in this era of, and it didn't start with Jackass, but that's the first time I can remember it. Remember when Jackass aired and everybody was like, don't do this.
Right.
But a lot of people thought this is how I'll get famous.
Yeah. Because those like, don't try this at home. Why wouldn't you? They're getting famous for doing it.
Yeah.
Just because you are saying you're not going to broadcast me doing it doesn't mean someone won't.
And then we don't idolize these people, but we definitely give them the attention that they crave.
Mm-hmm.
Like up until these people got their kids taken away, they were probably riding high on this wave.
Oh yeah.
Of all these people.
They were so excited.
I remember, and I've told this story before, there was a girl that was on Oprah once, and she was like an 11-year-old quote unquote child model. And it was this big thing that I think the FBI was a sting or something where they found all of these child modeling sites where the girls, 11, 12 year old girls were just in lingerie and thongs and stuff like that. And even though it was quote unquote child modeling, it was really just an excuse for pedophiles to get off. And when Oprah confronted her about it and said, you can't, you know, you're not going to do anything with your life if you keep doing this. Well, you know, you're not going to get anything. The girl responded with, I'm on your show.
Yeah.
We live in a society where that, like, we have the ability now to just record everything and do everything. And people are getting famous for the wrong reasons. The Cash Me Outside girl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Her life is pretty much ruined.
People are
going to
be so surprised when she ends up like.
Dead?
Yeah.
Coke dead?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And who knows what's going to happen to these kids? Maybe they'll hopefully get help, but probably end up in the same system.
That's what I'm hoping for, is that they are returned to like loving, caring parents who can, you know, get them. They're young enough that hopefully, you know, if they can get help and like.
Kids can suppress things amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
And shame on the people that watch this and don't, because you said that apparently they reported, or the welfare or whatever said that they never had any reports.
So one of the parents' defenses was that Child Services has investigated them and they found no wrongdoing, which they could have been lying. Like,
yeah.
That's easy to say. But someone reached out for a comment to the Child Protective Services and they said they had no knowledge of any of the videos.
So
even if they had investigated them previously, if they just showed up to the home, no, yeah, tell them everything's fine, right? Yeah,
yeah.
No, it's they're like, we make fun YouTube videos and it's cool.
Yeah.
But then, so if they don't actually look for any of the videos and see them.
It's one of those things I would almost have to think that the Child Services didn't know. Like, they just got a report about abuse. And that's
right.
What Child Services do. They get a report, they follow up on it.
Right.
If they think something's up, they follow up harder. If they think nothing's up,
they go. Yeah.
So somebody might have just reported abuse, didn't say YouTube.
And
it's one of those, cause like because I feel like Child Services probably would look in, it's one of those organizations that I would like to think does their work.
Right.
Yeah, but how would they know to like look
yeah,
on
and
YouTube?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's exactly
there's
what I'm saying. Like, it's one of those things like maybe they didn't know, and honestly, maybe they just didn't know, or maybe it wasn't reported properly, or maybe it wasn't reported.
Mm-hmm.
It could be five
and
different things.
Also, Child Service, they have so much work, sadly.
Yeah.
Like,
they have
a lot. And so if they go to this house after just coming from one that seemed very, very serious and this one doesn't, they're going to go, okay, they're fine. We need to go help this child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or even just like, okay, well, two more people got laid off, so we have to get an extra six houses in today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shame on the people that watch the 700,000
people. 760,000
people. That watch this and never said anything.
Right.
It's like, the YouTube suicide videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People watch people get hurt and die live and just watch. Like, it's entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not entertainment. Like, that's not entertaining. I don't think that was the original intent for YouTube.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I might be wrong. When I go to YouTube, you know what I like to watch? I like to watch Video Game Donkey. I like to watch Boogie. I like to watch cat videos. That's what the internet was invented for originally.
The cats with the little kittens with their heads through the holes in the cats.
The turtles.
So they look like turtles.
Yes.
Look it up. That's what it is. But I didn't go to YouTube to watch like kids get abused and yelled at.
No.
And
you go to LiveLeak for that.
Yeah. So you got LiveLeak.
At least
for
it's not live, despite the title.
Yeah. It's misleading. It's fine.
But what about that, like that girl that's there? If she sees I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on this, but if you start a pattern of abuse from someone who loves you, are you more likely along the line to like other people do it to you? I know we mentioned this earlier and I'm catching up, but like this girl or even the guys, because it could happen to them too, that they may feel like later on they meet someone who treats them well. And just because they hit you occasionally, love you. That's what mom and dad did.
That was one of the Philip DeFranco points, was just like, you know, just because 95% is Disneyland and hugs and fun and laughing and everything's great doesn't make up for the 5% that is the what the did you do,
yeah,
you know, screaming at you.
Because my parents were pretty rough on me, not so much my mom, but my dad was. My mom was very, she never raised her voice to me, she never cursed at me. My dad did.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time in particular, my dad and I got in an argument over the dog. And I walked away. I was going to leave the house. And he grabbed me and pushed me against the wall, had his hand on my throat, and said he was going to knock my teeth down my goddamn throat. I remember that. I'll always remember that. That sticks with me. But I loved my father. You know, I don't think he was a very good person, but I loved him. I don't remember the point of this. Because all of a sudden I just started thinking about all the times I got yelled at and
the
stuff.
The norm of, like, people treating you.
But you know, Dad did it, it wasn't on tape. Like, I didn't tell anybody.
He didn't make money off of it.
He didn't make money off of it. That was just the way my dad was. I knew my dad was a hard ass, this guy just looks like the biggest douchebag in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A tool who's just using fame.
I need to vlog my life.
You do not need to vlog your life.
I'm a 24-year-old man with an action figure collection. I don't need to vlog my life. You have responsibilities called five kids. Three now.
Daddy of five. Yeah. Daddy of three now.
Yeah.
One of the things we talked about this morning is the blocking all haters video. He's got his chain on. He's got his underbite out. Like he's got his probably Ed Hardy shirt. I don't know. That's not true, but. And that's headcanon.
Yeah.
And then the apology video, he has glasses on. He's wearing a sweater vest.
Yes.
He has like a plaid button up on. Like,
it's the courtroom attire.
Yeah.
I think that's what Hunter called it.
Mm-hmm. So it's just people are gross. Cause like my parents were like I was never abused. I was spanked.
Yeah.
Same. But it was always when I was being a little turd. Like
Billy,
there was no. It's different than what I was going with. That what I was originally going to say. Because it's Tuesday.
Yes.
So I mean, like looking back, like any time, like one time I was in like fourth grade and it was in the morning before school, and I don't remember why, but I flipped my mom off, and she saw it. That's a paddling.
Yeah. I told my parents screw you once to both of them because mm-hmm. we got in an argument. That was a whooping.
Yep.
But
it was literally only a spanking. I was like, it was never, like, I never got slapped. I never got, you know, punched or hit or anything like that. And like, and my parents would yell, but again, it was just like a, you know, it wasn't a.
They didn't yell in your face, F you.
They didn't swear at me. They didn't go, it wasn't like over the top. It wasn't, you know, unnecessary.
Right.
Like I was being a disrespectful little turd, and sometimes you have to get loud with disrespectful turds.
Yeah. And when my dad did that, I want to point out, I left and I went to a friend's house. Jackie, may rest in peace. Jackie passed away a few years ago. That's a long other story too. But I went over there and hung out with him, and my dad searched for me all day. My mom finally found me, and she said, "We want you to come home." And I was like, "I'm not coming home." Like he grabbed me by the throat, like he threatened to knock my teeth out. And she said he was just distraught after that. And when I went home, my dad apologized for the next probably week. Mm-hmm. And he never did it again. So, you know, yeah, people make mistakes and they yell and they scream and they get hot-headed sometimes. But it's a genuine reaction to a genuine event. It's not fabricated for YouTube so you can get more hits, so you can buy yourself more chains and Ed Hardy shirts mm-hmm. or Jeff Hardy shirts. I don't care. Any Hardy.
Speaking of knocking teeth out. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Like, I remember when I was like 13 or 14, my stepdad told me, he's like, okay, you are now at the point where you are too old to be spanked. That said, if you ever do anything that, not that I expect this of you, but if you ever do anything that would require that, you will be given a question, head or gut.
Oh.
And I believed him. And guess who didn't do anything to ever warrant that question ever?
See, I moved on.
This guy.
When I moved past the spanking, it turned into shaking.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would grab me by the shoulders and just kind of shake me and like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I learned not to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But dad didn't set up, he didn't set up a, what do you call it when, the cops, they trick you?
A sting operation?
Yeah, but what was the term for it?
Like reverse psychology?
No, when the prostitutes say you can't.
That's a sting operation.
If I ask you if you're a cop.
Entrapment? Like,
entrapment. Okay. My dad. Sorry. My dad never set up an entrapment thing where he purposely set it up to where I would get shaken.
Right.
By creating a false scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And then he had the old VCR camera behind him.
My mom was back there with she was rolling the camera on it. With the old crank dial. Yeah.
It's like the same thing. It was like the same thing with curfew. Like when I was old enough to have my car, but I was still living at home. My mom set my curfew for like midnight, I think, let's say. And my stepdad pulled me aside one day and he's like, okay, so I know your mom told you what time you need to be home every night and you should respect that. I want you to know that after 2 a.m., if I hear someone coming into the house, I am assuming it is someone who is coming to do harm to your mother or yourself. And I will respond accordingly.
Oh.
And what that means is that one of the 60 guns that are probably in that house, will be drawn and used because Missouri has the castle doctrine or stand your ground state or whatever it's called.
That reminds me of another video by that family where one of the kids dressed up like an intruder.
Oh, yeah.
The dad comes out with a pistol aimed at him to freak out the other kids. That's not funny.
No, like, that's so dangerous.
That is so dangerous and just ridiculous. And it's a prank, bro. If anyone ever told me that legitimately, I'm knocking his teeth out because that is the stupidest thing. It's a prank.
Yeah.
Prank.
If after it happens, you have to say, it's a prank, bro. It probably wasn't a prank.
There's only one funny prank video. one funny prank video, and that's Christopher Walken on Saturday Night Live, where he pranked the guy all night long with a crowbar. That's funny.
It reminds
Hunter, find the clip.
I expect to see that in the group chat.
I expect it in the morning. That's your homework.
It's like the Mike Birbiglia. He has a new-ish stand-up special on Netflix, and the key to a great joke is not having to say, "It's just a joke." Like that's not how you tell a joke. Mm-hmm. Like if
I want to hear,
it's the same. Like okay, so have you seen the videos where people are like walking through a parking garage at night? And they round a corner and there's like a clown dressed up and like they have a bloody knife and they're covered in blood and they start chasing the people.
Yeah, it's a prank.
Yeah, like
good prank.
You thought you were going to get killed. Yeah. Isn't that hilarious?
I want to hear from the people that say that America is too PC now. America's a bunch of pussies. I want to hear from those people and see if they still feel that way when it's children being terrified and threatened and cursed at. Because if you still feel that way, like you're a piece of garbage.
I mean, I will say I feel like this is a fairly unifying issue because is The Blaze Glenn Beck's new thing?
I'm not sure. I'm going to look that up for you.
Isn't that his, like, because I feel like I just...
Is that the one Tommy Lauren got booted from?
Yeah. Because I just read... I was trying to find more up-to-date information, especially about the whole, like, them on the run thing. But...
And yeah, it is.
Okay, so I read a Blaze article because it was the most recent one, and they were like, "Yeah, so this is too far. Like, what? How could you call this a prank? This isn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't. Oh well, all the SJWs are up in arms. All the special snowflakes are angry because these kids are getting screamed at. They were just like, "Yeah, so these kids were removed from an unsafe home because."
And that scares me too. Whenever you start reading articles and agreeing with like Glenn Beck, or I swear I've seen one or two articles on Breitbart that made sense, and I was like, "Well, that ain't good."
Tell you, it's like whenever the
what's the old saying? A broken clock gets the time right twice a day.
Did you tell him?
No, I didn't tell him. I did not tell him.
Okay, so sidebar. Because
what? What did we just get into?
Here's the thing. Dalton said that exact phrase while we were doing an action figure hunt this weekend, and I told him I have heard that phrase like 50 times in the last 2 weeks, and I don't know why, but it bothers me. And I get that I'm completely in the wrong here. So, like, in the group chat, save it, because I know
I'm so
aware.
Sorry.
We're arguing semantics.
It's a totally semantic thing, but for whatever reason, it makes me itchy. A stopped clock is right twice a day. A broken clock doesn't necessarily write twice a day. It might be wrong. It might be right zero times a day.
Because it'll just be off.
Yeah, because if it's just off, like
I get what you're saying.
I'm making sense, but I get that phrase has been around way longer than me being angry about it.
Did
and
you
there's
notice?
No reason for me to be angry about it.
I can't describe to the audience the look on your face when I said it, and you looked at Dalton.
Did you notice the second you said it, my head shot?
Yeah,
of just like what?
Because I went on like a 5 minute tear. Like we were leaving Kmart, and as we were like leaving Walgreens, I was still talking about it.
Yeah,
that and this stupid song. I can't figure out what it is.
Can you sing a little bit?
No, because I've lost the tune even.
Oh.
So, and now it's like even because now I'm trying to remember that part just for that little
bit.
You
think
that's
bad? Let me tell you what's been destroying me internally for the past week.
The hernia.
Well, yeah. There is a scene from a movie, and I don't know the movie. I don't know the actor, but the guy is kind of like looking up and he's like hurt. And I can't. Oh shit, I just thought of it. It's Nick Cage. I just thought of the scene. It has been driving me crazy.
Well, I'm so glad you found your closure.
It's from that movie. I don't know the name of it, but he's got the black hair and it's just the worst acting ever.
Wicker Man.
No, the other one.
Is it The Bees?
No, it's the other one.
Burning
it's the other worst one. No, it's the other worst one.
Con Air?
The other worst one.
National Treasure 2?
Worst one.
Okay, bye.
Is he off?
We'll
cut
see
his
you
mic.
We'll see you Wednesday.
Ghost Rider.
No, it's one of his early ones. I think he did it with Michael Biehn. It's the one, if you ever see the clip of him, like, he's like, am I effing retard, man? Am I effing retard?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know. Yeah, I have no idea what movie that is.
It's from that, though, but he's like looking up and he's got his tongue to his cheek. And I had the image in my head, but I couldn't think of the actor. And I sat in the shower for 40 minutes. Would not leave the shower until I could think of it. And it just popped in my head. All right. That was great. Yeah, this has been a good show.
Proud of you. So happy that you figured yours out.
I can start going through his movies.
No.
I'm on the IMDb.
No. I'll tell you the name of it. You guys small talk for a second.
All right, cool.
I need closure.
But no, so. Yeah, there's this stupid, let you down, gonna summon the...
Oh, never gonna let you down.
No,
that's Rickroll.
And then, but then you come out fight, and and then you come out fine. And but it's like distorted and auto-tuned and weird. I think it was used on a WWE like a video package. Because when I look and, but I'm also convinced that I'm just putting the words to the song Come Out Fighting by the Vandals and or, Pennywise to this random other tune that it doesn't belong. Like when I did the Canyon Arrow words
Canyon Arrow.
To, the banjo song from Bob's Burgers. Canyon Arrow. Canyon Arrow. Cause I do that sometimes.
That is very different.
And so I'm pretty sure it was either in a, like it was in a WWE game or a video package or something, but Google is not, it's not on Google. It's not on Spotify. Like,
so we're asking you, the fans.
Yeah. If you know,
to just, somehow help
I'm not
going to
sing that again because I don't have you ever, the voice for that.
Have you thought about humming it into like your phone with a Shazam?
Shazam thing? Is not nearly, good enough for that. SoundHound used to be, but I don't know if that's still a thing.
You should try it. That might help you out.
But
get that closure.
Stupid Nick.
I'm just going to come into the store tomorrow before PW and Ace is just like, in a corner, shaking, singing into his phone.
I never realized how many terrible movies Nick Cage has been
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's most of them. That's one of my favorite community bits. And I know I say that about all community bits because every community bit is my favorite community bit. Abed drives himself insane trying to prove if Nick Cage is a good actor or a bad actor.
Yep.
Is he a good actor but he's bad in bad movies? Or is he a bad actor who's good in good movies?
Is Nick Cage Schrodinger's actor?
He might be.
I'm still looking this up.
Who's the boss? Who's the boss, Asa?
I approved. Did you ever notice that when he opens up the desk drawer, he reaches down for a book, but like right behind the book is a gun?
Yeah, so that was actually, I will listen to the commentary and he was like, so we actually did that in the first script reading and that he did that to himself.
Yeah.
But then after we did it, it was like, in this, we'll never leave the room. He was like, this was for us. But yeah, no, that was actually, it was a joke in the like screen room or the writing room whenever they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I miss Community.
That's, yeah. But at the same time, like, the way.
Yeah. It left wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
Fiddler, please.
It's hard to be Jewish in Russia, yo.
I'm gonna find this movie.
The bumpers in that show are the best.
What is the name of this stupid movie?
Lord of War. No, I love that movie.
No, this movie is one of his first movies.
Whenever
go to IMDb and scroll down.
I am.
Okay.
But he's in a lot of movies. Movie by movie.
Whenever Troy and Abed are in Jeff's shirt, right. Acting like Jeff.
I have a hard-boiled egg.
So here's how I found the name of the movie. I Googled Nick Cage effing retard.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's going to be in your search history.
You went on incognito mode.
It was called Deadfall. And if you've never seen Deadfall, there is a video on YouTube called Nick Cage Loses His Shit.
Yeah.
I recommend you watch that video, and the scenes from it are in it.
Not safe for work.
Not safe for work.
Not
at
safe
all.
For work.
Then again, nothing Nick Cage has ever done is really safe for work or your
National
sanity.
Treasure is a national treasure.
Never watched them.
They're great.
What's the
They're
best Nick Cage movie you've ever seen?
Lord of War.
National Treasure, actually.
Allie?
National Treasure.
I'm not a Nick Cage connoisseur, though, no. In fairness.
Lord of War was the first, National Treasure was great and it was a lot of fun, but Lord of War was like the first time I remember, that one stands out as just a good movie. Like, that is just a really good movie. Jared Leto's in it.
Oh. I was going to say City of Angels just because that's the one I'm... Oh, Face Off. Face Off.
No.
One of my favorites. Or if you want a good movie, Adaptation.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
Adaptation was a really good movie.
Face Off with Nick Cage having to act like John Travolta and John Travolta pretending to act like Nick... I can't handle that.
I'll tell you a little known Nick Cage gem that if you get the chance, watch it. Drive Angry. I remember when it came out, I thought this is the dumbest sounding movie. The name is Drive Angry. This is going to be terrible. And I watched it and I was actually like, this is a pretty fun movie. Like, it's not good. It's not art, but it's fun. Nick Cage is a guy who escapes hell to try to like save his daughter or something. And, William, is it Fichtner or Fitchner?
I've always said Fichtner.
You know what I'm talking about? The
actor? Fichtner? I don't know. I know who you're talking about, but that's one of those things where it's like, I read the word and I realize, well, I'm just not going to pronounce that correctly. So I don't have to say it out loud.
Fitchner, Fightner, or whatever.
Oh, you mean Shredder?
Yeah. Shredder from the Ninja Turtles. Yeah. He's in it and he's like an agent and he's the accountant.
I think it's Fitchner.
The accountant from hell that's trying to get Nick Cage to come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a fun movie. Amber Heard's in it. There's a part where Nick Cage is apparently, he's having sex with this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just going crazy on him because it's the best sex she's ever had. He is just sitting there stone face. Like he wants nothing. No simpy.
No simpy. No simpy.
What were we talking about?
She wanted to run, but she couldn't. She got the fat asses.
I started. I don't know. I kind of blacked out when someone said a broken clock is right twice a day.
Again, you saw how quick my head shot over.
Because a broken clock could be right twice a day.
To me, it was just the you told him, because I immediately just blamed Dalton, because I was like, why else would that phrase just get thrown around? That very common, very everyday used.
That's
saying.
Like when a guy came into GameStop once, or maybe it was a woman, I don't know. She asked Jesse, has anyone ever told you you look like Brodus Clay? And Jesse like texted me. He's like, did you tell her? Did you tell her to do that? I'm like, no. You know it's true when people are doing it on their own accord.
Right? Shannon's just outside of GameStop paying people to go in and ask. Here's
hey,
a dollar.
Go in there. Ask that guy if he knows he looks like
Brodus Clay.
It was a good time. It was fun.
It was a dollar well spent.
All right, we're just about out of time. So before we get out of here, let's preview tomorrow's show, because it is a big show.
Yeah.
And we're gonna talk about Payback. Happened on Sunday.
Sure did. That's a thing.
Sure did, Meg. I probably screwed that quote up. We're going to talk about the House of Horrors match.
We sure
That's are. What we really want to talk about. Like, forget this whole show. Let's just re-record it and talk about that. Yeah. Not going to talk about it at all. Not yet. Dalton, your buddy X-Pac had some big news over the weekend.
That's one way to say it.
We'll talk about
and
that.
And also, the Prefix Storm is coming to Stride.
Yes. I think he's fighting the blood thing.
And that joke was funny to seven people.
If I remember that correctly. Well, that's how the show started.
Yep. All
right. So we're going to do that tomorrow. And, yeah. We got like 3 minutes left.
I mean, you're always complaining about PWU going late, so we can just close this one out early.
I thought PWU was tonight. And, I don't know why. I got my days mixed up.
Whenever I asked if I could be on the show.
Well,
and it was because you do have to ask every week.
Yeah.
Like, so am I on PWU tonight?
Yeah. Dalton's on like,
we have a three-person committee.
He's on a permanent probationary period.
You're really lucky Allie's here.
Yeah. She's the only one that likes you.
It varies.
But you know what? I give you a thumbs up. I wanted to go home and play with the Oculus Rift, and I think it was Lindsay when we were in St. Louis. I was like, yeah, I really want to go home and play with this, but we got to record PWU. It's probably going to be another hour and a half show. And she said, well, it's Tuesday. I was like, oh, yes, this will go well. Okay. We barely have things to talk about.
We get to struggle to fill time this week.
Yeah. But then CCW came out with the big news, and I didn't want to announce anything yet.
Wrestling on the brain.
But we did get a pretty good conversation about these stupid-ass parents. And yeah. I really, really hope that YouTube, for as much as they flag content, right. And as much as they pull content.
Because that was another thing I was hoping to talk about tonight, was the adpocalypse thing with the way, because I know you guys touched on it on Thursday.
Yeah, but I didn't have all the facts.
Yeah. Because it did look like a lot of their videos were.
We got 3 minutes. Let's
it looks
go.
Like
Let's
a lot of go. Their videos were probably like, had ads on them, advertisers on them.
Right.
But YouTube has changed the way, so now individual advertisers can pick and choose what videos they want to advertise on.
Right.
As opposed to just kind of like the system was, it just kind of happened automatically. And now advertisers are like, oh, well, we don't want to be associated with controversial content. So, I mean, and yeah, like you said on Thursday, you're going to have like the prank videos and the stupid, just offensive stuff. But then like someone like Philip DeFranco, who genuinely puts out pretty good, pretty solid content.
And talks about social commentary a
lot.
And
same with like H3 Productions, Ethan and Gila. Like they're, the more I watch of them, the more I like them. But it's like these people who put out solid, funny content, like tastefully done, are now being lumped into the same category as like, oh, well, you pretended to show someone being woken up by having him peed on, even though it was clearly fake.
Yeah.
Like, well, we don't want, you know, we can't have any part of that.
But there are some people that would say, like, YouTube is still a corporation.
Yeah.
They have the right to dictate whatever they want. Like, just like, because
so
you were signed to YouTube.
And so
you know?
Do these individual companies. It seems kind of silly.
To lump the worst of the worst in with people
actual,
like
H3. People like Boogie.
Yeah.
Who, you know, yeah, his Francis videos are kind of over the top and tend to be a little.
But they're supposed
out
to be.
There. Yeah, but that's the point of them.
Yeah.
And because, you know, Boogie's videos, I've, you know, gone on record as saying that I wasn't giving him a fair shake. Like, his videos are well-informed, and I may not always agree with the things he says, but they're well thought out, and they're not, you know, inflammatory or antagonistic.
Yeah.
He's very respectful. So I just it's bummed. Like, we have been talking about doing this, getting more active in YouTube lately, and I still think we're going to, but we're not doing it, you know, in hopes that we're going to get, you know, YouTube rich.
Yeah, and we're not rushing.
Yeah, because we want to make sure that we're doing it, you know, well. And
we don't want to rush to get our content pulled. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not in a rush to get our stuff pulled because of something.
Or flagged or, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Ethan wants to do Let's Play videos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked to Mike Brandon, we talked to Stephen Bright about maybe doing some Let's Play videos. But the rules are so
weird.
Strict and mm-hmm. weird that it's like, you don't know what you can get away with anymore. And so, I don't see why, where is the harm? Like, if we want to play Mario 3 mm-hmm. and talk about how, what a great game this is, like, why would Nintendo pull it because you can hear the Koopa sound effect in the background?
Yeah.
Like, get over it.
And it's one of those things where it's so weird. I don't understand the rules or if some people, because, like, half of Video Game Donkey, half of his videos end, begin, or have somewhere in the middle Donkey Kong music or Mario music.
Yeah.
And he is definitely not on Nintendo's white list.
He's not family friendly.
No.
Whereas
Boogie doesn't get to work with Nintendo because of the Francis videos.
Right.
So it's weird to think that, like, you know, someone like Boogie can't show, like, a Let's Play of Mario, but Donkey still has his videos up that are,
it's like
have Nintendo music in them.
Lindsay used to make, one of the things she'd love to do is make AMVs for animes. Mm-hmm. It was one of the things she'd love to do. It makes no money off of it. It was a project. She just likes to edit and make videos. Mm-hmm. And she would put videos up, and she is not a big YouTuber, obviously. So she would get, you know, 30, 40 views, 50 views, 100 views or whatever, and then it would get pulled.
Yeah.
Because of a copyright flag. But then there are other anime videos of the same stuff that get millions upon millions of views and never go down, that are still up today.
Yeah.
And it's like, where's the rules?
Must be loopholes somewhere. You just have to know all of the information that you need to get your videos through. Like, it just takes a lot of time.
So you're saying we should put The Loophole by Garfunkel and Oates as the opening song tonight?
I was going to say Celebrate.
Celebrate Good Times, Come On?
Yeah.
Do you know The Loophole song by Garfunkel and Oates? We'll leave it on that note for those of you that know. All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. I'm going to play the Loophole song for these guys. And we'll see you tomorrow. We're going to talk about that House of Horrors match.
Oh, it just popped in my head. I know what the song is.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Shh, 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 shh. All right. Have a great night, guys.